AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a bribery and kickback scandal in world soccer. There are two separate criminal investigations, one focusing on FIFA soccer tournaments played here in the U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is talking about that this morning, saying that year after year, soccer officials sought bribes from sports marketing firms.
They were expected to uphold the rules that keep soccer honest and to protect the integrity of the game. Instead, they corrupted the business of worldwide soccer to serve their interests and to enrich themselves.
The other investigation has been opened by Swiss prosecutors who are looking into how the 2018 World Cup tournament was awarded to Russia and the 2022 World Cup tournament to Qatar. FIFA says those decisions will stand. The rain is still falling in Houston, which has had nearly a foot of rain in the past few days. Weather Service forecaster Paul Lewis.
If it continues doing this, it could be between 1 and 3 inches at least, and that will contribute to any further problems.
The number of missing in the Texas floods includes two people who were in a boat that capsized in Houston as they were helping with rescue efforts. Southwest of Dallas, water is flowing over the top of an earthen dam at a lake, and police say emergency personnel could shut down a highway nearby if that dam breaks. The Vatican Secretary of State is calling Ireland's vote to legalize gay marriage a defeat for humanity. Cardinal Pietro Parolin said he is saddened by the landslide decision, in which more than 62% of the Irish said yes, despite church teaching that marriage is only between a man and a woman. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is stepping down from his post as the international community's Mideast envoy. This is AP Radio News. Nebraska is struggling with whether to abolish the death penalty. Lawmakers there have already decided to get rid of the death penalty, but Governor Pete Ricketts vetoed the bill. This afternoon, lawmakers are going to try to override that veto. Our Grant Schulte is in Lincoln, where he says the governor is trying to show that Nebraskans support the death penalty.
He took the unusual step of bringing in lawmakers, family members of people who were killed by some of the death row inmates, and law enforcement to try to bolster his case. So he was making a very public show of support to try to pressure lawmakers into sustaining his veto.
Unemployment rates fell in 23 states in April as hiring rebounded across the nation from weak job gains the previous month. The Labor Department says this morning 11 states reported a higher unemployment rate than in March. 16 saw no change. I'm Rita Foley, and this is AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.